Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those bass lines that instantly says pirate radio, old school jungle, and that slightly dangerous DNB energy. We're not just trying to make the bass sound dirty. We are building a bass part that moves with the break, stays solid in the low end, and feels like it's being pushed through an overdriven little speaker system. If you've ever heard a bass line that sounds alive, like it's breathing with the drums and getting more rude as the drop develops, that's the vibe we're after. And we're doing it with stock tools in Ableton Live 12, so this is something you can actually use right away. Start by opening a new MIDI track and loading Waveeditable or Operator. If you want the cleanest route to a proper jungle-style foundation, Operator is great for the sub. If you want a more flexible restyle character, Waveeditable is the move. For this lesson, I'd actually think in layers from the beginning, a clean sub layer and a more animated mid-bass layer on top of it. Let's start with the MIDI. Write a simple two-bar loop with mostly root notes. Keep it sparse enough that the breakbeat still gets to breathe. A solid old-school DNB rhythm might hit on bar 1, then another note on the offbeat after beat 2, then a push into beat 3, and a little answer before beat 4. Don't overfill it. The whole point is to leave space for the snare, the ghost notes, and all that drum detail that gives jungle its swing and urgency. Now focus on the low end first. If you're using Waveeditable, choose a simple sine or triangle-style waveform for the sub-foundation. Keep unison off, keep it mono, and if you want a tiny bit of movement between notes, add a short glide or portamento. Something subtle, around 20 to 60 milliseconds, can give it that slightly slippery old-school feel without turning it into a full slide gimmick. If you're using Operator, even easier. Use a clean sine and keep it tight and centered. Then put utility after the synth and make sure the sub stays in mono, with width at zero if needed. You want the low end to feel stable, solid, and physically focused. Don't let stereo widening get involved down here. The sub is the anchor. Now let's build the wobble layer. Duplicate the instrument track or create a second chain in an instrument rack. This layer is where the character lives. In Waveeditable, choose something a bit richer, more harmonically active, like a saw-based or Reese-friendly shape. Turn on 2 to 4 voices of unison. Keep the tune moderate, and don't let the top end get too sharp right away. Put auto filter after it. Low pass is your friend here. Start with the cutoff somewhere in the darker range, then automate it so the bass opens and closes like it's being played live. You can draw automation in arrangement view, or use an LFO device if you want, but manual automation is totally fine and often easier to make musical. Here's the important mindset. Don't automate randomly. The wobble movement should feel like it's reacting to the phrase. Think in bars and subdivisions. One bar might be darker and more closed. The next might open up a little more, and then another bar can hit with faster motion for excitement. If you're doing an eighth note or triplet style pulse, keep it tied to the groove. The breakbeat is the timing grid, not a grid line on a blank screen. Now for the main sauce, saturation. Drop a saturator after the synth or after the filter on the mid layer. Start small. A couple of dB of drive is enough to begin with. Turn on soft clip if it feels good. And use the output control so you're not fooling yourself with extra loudness. That part matters a lot. A saturated bass often sounds better just because it's louder, so level match as you go. Then automate the drive. This is where the pirate radio energy really starts to happen. In a breakdown or intro, keep it lower. As you approach the drop, increase the drive. In a fill, push it a little harder. Over an 8-bar phrase, you can slowly make the bass more rude and more aggressive so it feels like the system is being stressed in a good way. That slow increase in pressure is a huge part of classic jungle tension. If you want a harsher edge, overdrive or dynamic tube are also great. Redux can work too, but be careful because it can get messy fast. The goal is not just destruction. The goal is gritty harmonic movement that makes the bass feel excited and alive without wrecking the sub. At this point, it's worth splitting the sound into 2 chains if you haven't already. Keep the sub chain clean, dry, and mono. You can low pass it if needed, just to keep it focused. Then on the mid chain, let yourself be more aggressive. Put saturator there. Maybe auto filter, maybe a little amp if you want more character, and use EQ to cut away unnecessary low end below roughly 80 to 120 Hz. That way, the low foundation stays clean while the mid bass gets all the attitude. This split is one of the most practical things you can do in DNB production. It means you can automate the mid layer wildly if you want, while the sub keeps the track grounded. In other words, the bass can go rude without turning the whole mix into low end soup. Now make the bass answer the drums. This is where the groove starts to feel proper. In jungle and old school DNB, bass often feels like it's speaking to the snare. So listen to your break and place the bass notes with intention. Let them land just before or just after the snare for push and pull. Leave space on busy fill moments. If the M min or drum loop gets frantic, don't fight it. Reduce the bass density for a moment so the rhythm can read clearly. A useful trick is to think in two-bar phrases. The first bar can establish the motif, and the second bar can answer it or shift slightly. Maybe the first bar is tighter and darker, and the second bar opens up more. Then every four bars, make a small change. Not a complete rewrite, just a tiny variation. That could be a different note length, a little more saturation, or a slightly more open filter. Small changes often hit harder than big ones, because they preserve the hypnotic roll. Now automate with structure. Open the cutoff a bit over four bars. Increase saturation over eight bars. Narrow the bass or close it down before a transition. Then hit the next section with more weight. Think of the arrangement like a set of pressure changes. You're not just adding more sound. You're shaping tension, release, and impact. A good general arc is this. First four bars, restrained and darker. Next four bars, a little more movement. Then a stronger, more aggressive section after that. You can also temporarily pull the bass back right before a drop or switch up, because that tiny gap makes the return feel huge. Silence, or near silence, is often more powerful than adding another layer. If you want extra Pirate Radio flavor, add lightweight transition details. A reversed break slice, a short noise riser, a little filtered impact, maybe some dub-style echo tails. Keep it subtle. These are not the main event. They're there to frame the bass and to make the return feel harder. A short break fill before the bass comes back and can make the whole drop feel like it slams through the speakers. Now check your mix in mono. This is crucial. Saturation can create harshness in the upper mids, especially somewhere around 1.5 kHz to 6 kHz. Use EQ8 after the saturation if needed. Trim any nasty resonance, and if the bass sounds too fizzy, reduce the upper mid bite a bit. Remember, a bass line that feels huge and solo can actually sit better in the full track if it's a little more controlled. Also, listen at low volume. That's a great reality check. If the groove still feels strong quietly, then you've probably built something solid. If it only feels good when it's loud, the balance may need work. A few common mistakes to watch for: don't saturate the sub too hard. Don't make the wobble random and over busy. Don't widen the low bass, and don't automate everything at once. One or two meaningful moves per section is usually enough. That's what keeps the drop musical instead of chaotic. If you want to go a step further, try a subtle slide into the root note on only a few key hits. Or add a very quiet noise layer under the mid bass to give it a wired, radio speaker kind of edge. You can also resample the best moment to audio, then chop it, reverse little sections, and turn it into a more authentic jungle-style variation. That's a great workflow, when the bass movement feels good and you want to turn it into something more playful. So to recap, build the bass in layers, keep the sub clean and mono, use filter and saturation automation to create motion, and let the bass interact with the break instead of sitting on top of it. The best heavy D&B bass lines aren't just loud. They're rhythmic, gritty, and controlled enough to translate on a real system. For your practice, spend about 15 minutes making a 4-bar Pirate Radio-style bass phrase. Start simple. Automate the cutoff darker in bar 1 and more open by bar 4. Raise saturation over time, and test it against a breakbeat. Then make one improvement only. Tighten the timing, reduce harshness, or simplify the rhythm. That's it. One clean move can take a loop from okay to properly rolling. Once you hear the bass locking with the drums and the saturation starting to feel like pressure instead of just distortion, you'll know you're in the zone. That's the sound. Dark, rude, controlled, and ready for the drop.